This is not exactly birthday music.
Wait a minute, is this Everybody Hurts? Is that the song? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's what we're feeling today, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's been a long 2 months. It really has. It really has. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. As we talk hope today, do you still have it in these Phillies or are you losing it? I mean, Kyle's throwing the towel. I am losing hope by the day. They're going to figure this thing out. Hopeful Hugh over here is holding out hope, but it's not going well. They lose 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. It does hurt. It's also Hugh's birthday. We wish him a happy birthday. And best answer we get today to what you would get Hugh for his birthday wins a spot. Midday Show, Fantasy Football League. You're in with us Wednesday at Chickies at Pete's. All right, we'll get back to the phones here in a second on the Phillies. But Brian Mitchell, we know very well here, and now he does radio down in D.C. He joined the afternoon show yesterday, Hugh, to give a little perspective on Jahan Dotson. You know, we had about 24 hours ago, the news broke, the trade broke, the idea that Dotson's coming here. And the first conversation we had is, we're intrigued, interested, former first-round pick, but...
Hold up.
Wait, why? Like, why did the Commanders dump him, first of all? But then second, why would they want to dump him here in... the division. Brian Mitchell yesterday with the afternoon guys. Let's see what he said.
What are we getting, B. Mitch, in Jahan Dotson?
Well, you know, he's a young man who showed in his rookie season that he can actually play some football. But last year, he didn't have a good year. And then this year, I think he lost some of his confidence. You know, he said it to several reporters that, you know, I got to get my confidence back. And you know me, I'm a person who I believe in hard-nosed football players. I believe in competitive people. You can't be mentally weak. And in this camp, I didn't see him competing like I should see him competing. I saw him moping a little bit. I made a comment a couple, like last week or so, and I said, you got people out there acting like they're supposed to be given a job. And, you know, that their body language was off. He was one of the guys I was discussing. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they made this move today, I guess Dan Quinn came in and he said, we're going to compete. Okay? And there are people that are moping around and there are people that are competing. If you're not going to compete, I don't think you're going to fit in Dan Quinn's system. And now he's in Philadelphia. I know one thing, he better get his mental toughness already. Because if he's not mentally tough up there, if he's not playing well, they're going to let him know about it.
Whew.
Do you know what I like about that? B. Mitch minces no words.
But none.
It sounded like he would almost curse when he said he better get his, like he was about to say, his mental butt in order. Because he knows how it is to play here.
So I wrote down a few phrases and words there from B. Mitch on Jahan Dotson, right? Mentally weak, competing, moping, body language. Hugh, I think we have our answer. Why would a team that obviously is still in a rebuild give up on a player, a first-round pick, only 2 years after drafting him? And it's not like they have four great receivers, right? They have McLaurin, and he was drafted to be the number two there, and they trade him to the Eagles. I think we just got our answer. Obviously, they didn't want him there anymore. I mean, it's so clear. And I don't think it's only because they don't think he could play.
He didn't fit what they were trying to do. Like, you know, especially when you have a coach coming in trying to set the culture. I know Dan Quinn because, you know, he's like embrace the suck, all those cliche words that he used to like to do when he came in. He was talking about compete and, you know, full speed ahead and all the other good stuff. If you're not going to do that, especially when the coach is new, then you got a problem. And I think that's what it was. But that says kind of a lot about this young man. Like, you got to compete here, too. Because Philadelphia, I would say, is way worse than being a Commodore, especially if you're not competing. But the one thing that I think will happen here is that pressure will be off of him a little bit. Now, if you come in and you're that third slot receiver and you're not doing your job, then you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. But, man. I could think, like, it's not zero sum for me. It's like, okay, it didn't fit there for whatever reason. Maybe you didn't feel wanted or whatever. You better get over that. You better play because, you know, to be a first-round draft pick and to be traded 2 years in, like, you got to come here and you got to figure it out.
Well, it goes one of two ways now. The way I view this will go one of two ways. This is his wake-up call, right? He just got dumped by the team that drafted him, and obviously they didn't like the way he was competing in camp, and he comes here and he says, uh-oh, this is my chance, right? If I don't do it now, I'm going to be a journeyman. This is my shot to kind of rejuvenate my career, and he plays well on a good team. Or this is who he is, and then he's going to wash out of the league. I don't know. I still would make the trade if I'm the Eagles, but I think we have some more context now to what happened down there, down in D.C. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, been better, but it's Hugh's birthday, so we're trying to have a party. How are you doing, Ken?
Yeah, happy birthday, Hugh.
Thanks, bro.
before I get to the Phillies, the only downside of this trade is that now the Penn State fans are going to come out of the woodwork talking about how great this guy is, and we're going to win the Super Bowl because he went to Penn State.
Well, that's true. Plus, they have Saquon here, so they're all back now.
Never mind the fact that the Commodes didn't think he made them a better football team, so we won't pay any attention to that. Listen, I told Kyle, we got to stop talking about the playoffs like it's a foregone conclusion. I told you guys the other day, the best possible outcome for this season at this point is one that ends up with Rob Thompson not being a manager of this baseball team. I don't know how you could possibly have any hope that there's any. This team is irrevocably broken. And it is irrevocably broken because they're not going to change anything. And you know they're not going to change anything because Rob Thompson's not going to change anything that he does. He's going to do everything the same way. So even before the lineup is posted tonight, yeah, if Austin Hayes is back, he'll be in the lineup. But otherwise, it's going to be righty-lefty, righty-lefty. Bryson Stott is inexplicably going to be batting fifth because Alec Boehm is right-handed and he bats fourth. And, you know, Taijuan Walker is going to have the baseball again tonight. Doesn't matter how bad he is. Like, it's just like, hey, there's a season going on here. This team is cooked. It is irrevocably broken, and it has to be taken apart piece by piece and reconstructed after this season is over. Because you are not going to win a World Series with this roster constructed the way it is. There is zero plate discipline anywhere in this lineup. So everybody in the league knows these guys can't hit spin, and they're not disciplined enough to lay off it and make you throw breaking balls for strikes. They're going to swing at them anyway. And there's just no way to fix that. This is who they are. This team is cooked.
It's almost like you can't teach an old dog new tricks, unfortunately. Like with Trey, with Castellanos, I mean, they could talk all they want about fixing it. But, Ken, when hitters get to be 31, 32 years old, they are who they are. I mean, that stuff doesn't change.
You know, you look at the top of the ninth last night, and any professional baseball team that knows what they're doing, they're down by a run on the road in August in a game that you really like to win. Now, come up in the top of the ninth, you're like, we got to get somebody on. We got to get a base runner and then figure out any way possible to get him across the plate. And there's nobody with that approach in this dugout. And every single one of them comes out of the dugout and just swings from their heels. Their only approach is, well, we need to score a run. Somebody go up there and hit a home run. And, of course, when they do that, they don't hit home runs. Castellanos and Stott looked foolish on you know, back-to-back, three strikes on six pitches. Bryson Stott looked like Odubel Herrera swung the bat so hard he almost knocked his own batting
home. He almost fell down. I mean, he like was stumbling across the plate.
It was foolish. It was foolish. That's not going to change. And Rob Thompson is not going to change. And, you know, John Middleton, you read Scott Lauber's article from earlier in the week. John Middleton's not having it. So you know, the notion that Dave Dombrowski is going to get away with tinkering around the edges for the last three trade deadlines rather than going out to actually make the team measurably and substantially better, you know, there's going to be wholesale change in this baseball team after this season's over. I am not buying playoff tickets, which I normally would. I am a season ticket holder. I'm not going to buy them, not because I'm trying to save money, but because that money's just going to be credited to my season ticket plan next year anyway, because you have to buy the entire postseason. And if the Phillies make the playoffs, they're not going to get more than two games out of a playoff season this year. They are cooked.
Ken, strong words. I mean, if John Middleton listens, he hears that, you know, it resonates. Ken, what would you give Hugh for his birthday?
Well, since Will's buying a house, which is great, and Hugh's getting to that age where, you know, he's getting the AARP mail that he's not asking for. Once he gets his house, I'm going to get him a hummingbird feeder, and he can hang it out there, and he can watch the hummingbirds. It's very zen. It's very relaxing for a guy that's reaching the kind of that tipping point in your life where you got more in the rearview mirror than you got in the windshield. You know what I'm saying?
That's an old guy activity.
Yeah, it is. It fits, too, Ken. It's a good one. It's a plant-based activity. Hugh out in the yard with the hummingbird feeder. What
no,
do you
think? That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. A hummingbird feeder to watch the hummingbirds eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, would you think you'd be, would you keep up with feeding? Like, once they eat it all, would you refill? Or would you let that go for a while? Because you got to keep up with it, right? Because eventually they're going to eat all the feed in there, and you got to.
Then I got to put more feed in. I could probably, like, if I get into a routine, I could probably do that.
Okay,
I could probably do that.
Just add that to the morning routine here. Before
Yeah, just make sure, because I mean, how much bird feed are they going
to
eat? Like, that's so probably like a
we have one in our backyard.
Once a month thing.
Yeah, that's about right. Three weeks to a month. Yeah,
yeah, that once a month thing. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay,
that's not bad.
I just want to make sure you realize there's some, you know, some.
No, you know what?
Work that goes with it.
Like certain things, like when I lived in Westchester, I always wanted to get like you know, because you got like what they call them, gophers and stuff like that. I used to want to get a BB gun and like go, you know, shoot the gophers. I did do it.
Shoot
though.
The gophers.
Yeah. Like, because they don't make good BB guns anymore. Remember, like, when you were little? Like, not the Red Ryder BB guns. You could get a really good air gun.
What happened to BB guns?
I don't know. They kind of fell off. People start investing more in, like, real guns.
Well,
they want a real
maybe
gun.
Maybe there's an idea for someone out there to give you for your birthday. An old school BB gun. Let's go to Red Ryder. Carmen's up next on WFP. Hey, Carmen.
How you doing, guys? I just want to say happy birthday to you, Douglas, today, because it's his birthday.
Thanks a lot, Carmen.
Happy birthday to you today on his birthday, which is today. And for that skinny vegetarian, that last caller was dead right. Mm. The Phillies aren't as good as their manager thinks they are. They could lose this thing very easily. We've seen it too many times. I'm from Philadelphia. And Joe's a plant-based vegetarian.
Well, Hugh's plant-based now, too, Carmen. It's not just me.
I believe that when I see it. I understand. I like a nice plate of grilled vegetables, some broccoli and string beans, snap peas, and cauliflower.
But I like, you know, string what beans.
Cauliflower's really good.
Yeah.
You know what I do, Joe?
Mm. Mm, what's that?
I throw some greasy bacon in there or maybe a couple meatballs because I'm a man. I'm a man, not a skinny little punk. It's almost like you're almost as skinny as Kyle Quinn, the Irishman from Haverton.
He said, oh, my goodness.
And he eats meat.
Kyle Quinn, the Irishman.
He's not a nice man. He's rude to me on the phone.
He's rude to everyone.
Don't care what you think of me. He's not supposed to be. He's supposed to be nice to the callers, and he's not.
He yells at everyone. I know, Carmen. It's a lot.
I called management about it, too. I talked to a fellow named Tucker Bagley.
Tucker's management?
But I don't think he has any say, but that's okay, Carmen.
They gave me a nice half hour. But Hugh's a good man. Happy birthday, you. Well,
thank you. Thank you, Carmen.
Thanks, Carmen.
He was saying yesterday you like twins, right? You like Rondé Barber and Tiki Barber?
Well, I mean, that was kind of the gist
but
of
not,
the conversation, but not
twins.
Really. It was, it was.
What do you mean? You mean like Joe Watson and Jimmy Watson? They're some hard-hitting twins.
No, we were just talking about basically that I believed in my mind that like 65% of twins have probably did some form of swapping, like, you know, partners at some point.
You mean like the Doubleman twins?
something like that.
What's
you remember those commercials?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the Doubleman twins.
That's the way your mind works? What's wrong with you, you filthy fat pig?
It's his birthday, Carmen.
No, I'm just saying. I believe that there's, you know, that twins, they vibrate on a different frequency.
Who's vibrating? We're trying to talk about the fellowship pennant race. I don't know what's wrong with you. By the way, you had the morning show on. I had Hugh Douglas trivia today. Why didn't they talk about that Tampa Bay game when Jared Vicious ran down at the and Hugh Douglas couldn't get on the field because he was too heavy?
That did not
It was
happen.
All Hugh's fault. You're right about that, Carmen. No.
You should have had the real Douglas questions, like where did he go after wing ball every year at a gentleman's club, but he's got to get dragged out in the late afternoon for drinking all that because he's a pig. What was the location when you ruined your $100,000 Maserati on the way to work, you pig?
Oh, you remember that?
How can you forget?
Hey, I thought we forgot about that.
I think we tried.
You know what? I'm glad. Like, seriously, I miss social media. I miss the social media.
Oh, imagine young Hugh. People's videos
listen.
And pictures.
No,
uh-oh.
Listen. Oh, they'd have caught me coming down the street that I was coming down on one tire.
Right, you'll be, you're lucky. I don't have record of all you did. For your birthday, have a nice plant-based cupcake for a nice big fat pig.
I got a couple of them.
Thanks, Carmen. There goes Carmen. What a very nice message from Carmen today on your birthday. I mean, that was real.
Carmen made me think about some things that I ain't thought about in a long time.
Yeah, you are lucky that social media wasn't a thing.
Ooh, I am so lucky.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only athlete. I mean, you're not the only person.
No, but
in reality, we all are lucky. Because when you're young, you're stupid. And when you're stupid, you don't want anyone to realize how stupid you are.
And when I tell, listen. Like, I'm just saying thank you to a lot of Philadelphia's finest who caught me in compromising situations back in the day. And just was like, hey, bro, go home. boy, I tell you. Yeah. I dodged a few bullets.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I think Carmen kind of led us down that path a little bit there. But always a wonderful call from Carmen, lifting the self-esteem of the show every single time. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. I know it's supposed to be a happy day, but I'm actually really, really depressed. I'm sorry, Hugh. I can't get excited about your birthday.
Oh, no, that's fine. You should. I know. I mean, hey, listen, I get it, man. It was a tough night last night. No, nothing. No offense. No offense at all.
Okay, so, I mean, this was, you know, at the beginning of the year, this was supposed to be the year. This was their year. They had a chance at the trade deadline to improve this team. Rob Thompson just, he won't do anything. It's like, just will you please just do something to, you know, try and get this team back on track? You know, I mean, this has been since the All-Star break, and it's totally unacceptable.
So what is he going to do, though? Like, what should Rob Thompson do?
I've said it the last three calls. Bench him.
Bench who?
Start benching people. So anybody. I don't care who. I just want a change to try and just light a spark, you know, start a fire, you know, because they're just playing so listless.
I know. I mean, they are, David. Sometimes I think we look to the manager. Like, I know everyone likes Bryce Harper. He's played like garbage for a month and a half. Like, when is Bryce Harper going to wake up? Because it's just been bad for since the All-Star break. And by the way, I want to say this because it's been on my mind for a while. He rushed back from the injured list to get back to play in the Dodger series and to play in the All-Star game, and he didn't go on a rehab assignment. Maybe next time there's an injury, JT Realmuto, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, maybe we act like, you know, professionals and go get a couple at-bats in AAA before we come rolling back here like the stars we think we are. It's ridiculous. Like, if you're going to not take the rehab assignment, you better come back here and hit. And he hasn't hit.
Right. And, I mean, I think we're past the point of, you know, a rehab assignment, you know, where, you know, he's in the funk of his life. And it's so hard to watch. It really, I mean, I turned on the DNC off and on, and I never do that. So that's how bad it was last night.
Yeah, well, we're turning on political rallies on either side to get some entertainment.
That's crazy.
You know, struggling.
It's bad. I mean, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know. But I was like, eh. You know?
David, what do you got? What would you get you for his birthday?
Okay, so I was also thinking a house like Will, but then I was thinking if I do that, I have to get him a puppy. He's got to play with dog poop. He's got to mow grass, and you know, he don't want any of that mess. So I'm going to get Hugh a lifetime subscription to the Bacon of the Month Club and turn him back into a real man.
Wow.
The Bacon of the Month. That sounds like a good gift.
That's a strong one. David, very good. All right, Bacon of the Month Club.
I like bacon. I mean, in case you didn't know.
We've heard, yeah.
Yeah, I like bacon a lot. Matter of fact, I need a bacon drop-off. They gave me like about a 20-pound box of bacon.
They thought they'd last a while?
I don't know how long they thought it was going to last, but it's been gone for a while.
You realize what happened here. As soon as that bacon was gone, you traveled down that plant-based path.
I'm telling you, man, the plant-based butter was good, though. I like the vegan cupcakes. They're pretty good, too. Yeah. Trying to live a different lifestyle, man.
I know you are. Yeah, yeah.
But I can't get rid of bacon, though. Bacon, I'm still
Well, the good
bacon.
Thing about being plant-based, it's just based, right? If you're not, you don't have to go, you know, you can mostly be on that path, and then you could
I can veer off a little bit, but yeah,
I mean,
for the most part, yeah, but I got to have some bacon.
All right, don't forget, see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey on Saturday, October 26th. The event supports the Evesham Police Foundation. Get tickets, joeconklin.com. Woody in Swedesboro. What's up, Woody?
Hey, I wanted to wish Mr. Hugh a happy birthday, and I want to wish you much wellness
peace and love in your in the rest of your days here on Earth, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Your hometown, they had a racetrack out there, didn't they?
You made me forget the name of it. Mid-Ohio?
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah, they did.
Okay. And when you were a rookie, did you have the same roommate for the Jets the whole tenure there?
You know who the roommate I had when I was with the Jets was Jeff Graham, because we were both from Ohio.
Okay, cool. Well, speaking of NASCAR, if I was going to get you something, I would get you a Richard Be Like Petty, a NASCAR ride. I think you're going around Talladega around 200 mile an hour on the back.
Oh, man,
that's a fun one.
Like, that would be fun but I want to drive, though. I want to drive 200. I don't want to be on the passenger seat. I want to be in control of that thing. I want to do it myself.
Yeah, well, you can do that, too. You can do either one. But I think a little bakery by your aunt's house in Texas with, like, the little live-in quarters, so you can go see her anytime you want, and you can get that stuff out to people, man.
She makes some fire banana pudding.
It sounds delicious. Woody, what are you thinking on the Phils? You losing hope here?
Well, I agree with Bella. I got $225 on the Mets, and I bet them at 101 and 71, so I got almost 13 G's waiting.
Wow, that's a big payout. Woody, I want you to win money, but I'm rooting against you here, Woody. I'm sorry.
It's fine, because I'm a Mets fan, so it doesn't matter.
He snuck in there. So you bet him at what, 100 to 1?
Oh, wait, 100 to 1, 70 to 1, and then like 3 weeks ago at Harris Chester, 30 to 1.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope that bet blows up on you, Woody. No, Woody, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, the Mets might make the playoffs. I mean, the Mets could slip past the Braves and get in. I don't think the Mets are winning the division. I mean, are we serious?
That would be like the absolute worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, I still think the division is not a concern. I mean, I'm more concerned when the Phillies make the playoffs and when they get in, how they play when they get there, what it looks like when they get
there. Yeah, they're leaking oil right now. You want some consistency.
Leaking oil? The transmission is falling out. We need a repair here. We got three wheels. We're not in a good place. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you starting to lose hope? Have you lost hope? Where are you in the hope meter with the Phillies? I'm losing hope by the day. Kyle has thrown the towel in. Hugh is still holding out some hope on this baseball team. Well, it's an optimistic day. It's Hugh's birthday. What would you give him for his birthday for a chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League at 12:30? We're going to play a little Beat the Hammer, our show edition. We're going to give Hugh Douglas the questions that Joe DeCamera and the contestant had for Beat the Hammer this morning. It was Hugh Douglas trivia. We'll see how Hugh answers questions about himself if he gets them right. On the other side, we have Scott Fransky, his take on the Phils and what he thinks about the official scoring in baseball. I think it's a disaster right now. That's coming up next. Your calls, well, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, we have a little something different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you could cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.